This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 59, part one of a special four-part feature on the They Them Project. TC Pride Podcast, we are on location in Minneapolis on the set of the They Them Project, and I'm here with the artist behind the project. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Yep, my name is Brent Dundor Arias from Brent Dundor Photography, also BD Portraits.
So first of all, so I wanted to ask you about what got you started on this journey of this project. But before we go there, for people that aren't familiar with the project at all, what can you tell people about the They Them Project?
The They Them Project gives anyone who is trans or non-binary the chance to be able to share their story so that anyone who possibly has not thought a lot about trans and non-binary issues, the chance to be able to think about it more.
So what got you started along the journey of this project?
For me, it's actually a bit personal, and I haven't shared this story through the project yet, but I decided when you were coming here today that why not? This project is me more as an artist, so me sharing the story that I'll tell you is me being a little bit more vulnerable with it all and going from that place. So yeah, so for me, I have my own coming out process, not from a gender standpoint, but I mean, I'm married to a man. We are in a gay relationship, if you want to label it that. And when I was younger and discovering my own sexuality, obviously different from gender, I realized that I was attracted to men. And when I was growing up, my family was accepting of that. But what made it a little confusing was the fact that when I came out, I was actually with a woman. And I was still with that woman for a little bit of time after all that process. Ultimately, what I'm saying is that I am bisexual. And when I came out as being attracted to men, my family or anyone that I knew in general was labeling me as homosexual, or Brent is gay. Brent is my gay son. Brent is my gay brother. And that actually really affected me because that's not how I identified. It wasn't, when they said that, it didn't speak to me for who I was. So when I started to hear about they, them pronouns, I actually had a very different opinion than what I do now. Someone asked me, have you ever heard about people who want to use they, them pronouns? And my reaction to that was, well, people can be whatever they want, but they can't make up a gender. So I was not accepting of non-binary, non-conforming genders. And when my husband heard that that was my opinion, he knew about my story, my coming out process, and he stopped me right in my tracks. And he said, well, Brent, are you joking? You've told me your story about how people labeled you and said what you could not be and how it affected you in your life. So how could you be doing that to someone who is expressing who they are and as their gender? And it made me think very, very deeply on the fact, enough that when I was doing one of my fine art projects, I photographed someone and they came into my studio and they were telling me about how they use they, them pronouns. And I asked that person, can I ask you questions about this? Because I was genuinely interested and I realized that I had some ignorance to it all and I really wanted to understand it better. So we had coffee in my kitchen and I asked them about their pronouns, what it meant to them. After I did the shoot with them for, again, a different project, a fine art project of mine, I was looking through these pictures and one of them spoke entirely to the conversation that we had. And I just looked at it and it created a conversation in my head. And I've done other projects before. So I was thinking, okay, maybe I should start a photo project to, first of all, better understand this for myself, but also give people a chance back then just to think about gender and about these people first being as people. Because when you're looking at a photograph, it's easy just to have that simple conversation. What am I looking at? Who is this person? What am I supposed to be thinking, etc. So I had somebody else come into the studio to play with different concepts. And well, I knew that they use they, them pronouns. And once again, it started with coming into the kitchen, having coffee, me asking them 30 questions to better understand them, like I do for any photo shoot that I do. And I learned so much about they, them pronouns and gender nonconforming people that I then took the pictures, and I was thinking to myself after photographing that person, gosh, I mean, if someone could hear these conversations that I was having with these two people so far, then they would have answers to the questions that I've been asking. And everything came together in that moment. And I realized, okay, I have to record these questions that I'm asking so that people can get answers to those questions that they are probably thinking as well.
As I was interviewing the people that were involved with the project today, there was a lot of terminology used, gender nonconforming, gender non-binary, transgender, genderqueer, all kinds of terminology. What did you learn throughout this process about a lot of the terminology that people use to identify themselves?
Well, something I'm learning is that it changes for the individuals as well. I mean, in one of the last interviews that I did, it was actually with a couple, both who are gender nonconforming. They told me that they actually prefer he, him pronouns, but in the interview, they were referring to each other as they, them. And so I had to stop at that time and say, well, this is confusing because you told me what you prefer, but you two are using different pronouns for each other. And I still do get confused by the different terminology, especially when it's used in different places, like in one interview for themselves. But it really comes down to the fact that everything changes for people. As you'll see by watching the interviews, there's people who want to use one set of pronouns when they go out on the weekend. There's someone who wants to use different pronouns when they're home with their partner. So far in the project, it's actually been rather rare for someone to use strictly one set of pronouns.
And if anybody has seen the photos, so the one thing that they all have in common is that they were all shot in black and white. What was sort of your thought behind that?
To me, black and white speaks more on like a classical level. When I'm inviting these people into my studio to take their picture, I don't want to coach them on what to wear because what I'm trying to capture is exactly who they are in the video, in the interview, and also in the photograph. And for me as an artist, I like everything as clean as possible. So if I were to start to post pictures of people that have fluorescent color clothing next to someone who is all black clothing, and it starts to create another conversation of, so what do these outfits mean to people? And I like to make things black and white because it just makes it completely consistent throughout the whole project.
So people may know you from some of the other causes you've been involved with. What are some of the other causes you've been involved with over the years?
A bit more about my story and what led to something like a project such as the They Them Project. When I was living in California, I witnessed Prop 8. And when I was there, I was just watching it until all of it unfolded. And then I was protesting in the streets and sometimes in the faces of cops. And I felt helpless in that time and that I couldn't do anything. When I moved back to Minnesota, Vote No stuff was starting to happen here, which was going to be a marriage amendment to the Constitution of Minnesota. And I realized, okay, well, I have this tool of photography. Why don't I do something? So I started what was called the Marry Us campaign, which through a lot of hard work and basically telling people I was going to be doing something for their organization. Sooner or later, it got in connection with Minnesota United. So it made a difference here in terms of marriage equality in Minnesota. Since then, after the Supreme Court voted for marriage equality across the country, I stepped back from my role as an activist for marriage equality. And I was looking for something else that I could really make a difference with because I saw by using photography as a tool that I really could. And yeah, so then, like I said about my story of how the They Them project came to be. One thing led to another of me understanding my own ignorance on this subject, and I realized that I could help other people learn about it as well.
And another one of your current projects that people may be seeing on Facebook right now is the Why I Ride project.
Yeah, my other project is the Why I Ride project. It actually stemmed from my role as the outreach events coordinator for the Red Ribbon Ride here in Minnesota. All of my projects you can see firsthand, watch interviews through my website, which is brentdundor.com, and then they exist in the projects section.
So when I was exploring the project online and you know, some of the videos and some of your photos that you have on your website that you just mentioned, I started to see the project, and one of the ways I perceived it as a cisgender person was that, hey, like, this is a really great opportunity for cisgender people to learn a lot about some things that are really important. But then throughout the course of interviewing people that participate in the project today, I realized that, like, they were learning just as much from each other a lot of times too. So I think it's a really great opportunity for anyone, regardless of where you're coming from, to learn. And so it sounds to me like from an artist's perspective, you really discovered that the power of photography and the way you do it is the power of just being able to start those conversations and then letting them sort of continue on their own. Is that something that you've done, like, intentionally, or is that just something that kind of that I've noticed, something that's just sort of developed over time?
Well, I do consider myself an activist. I am not somebody who tries to express how people should feel about specific subjects. I like for my work and for other people's stories and voices to speak for themselves. So yes, I mean, all the projects that I'm talking about, it takes, I give people the power to be able to say what is most important to them. And that is absolutely the way that I like it. I mean, just doing this interview here is a challenge for me because I'm not usually in this role.
So obviously you've learned a lot, I think, right? You've learned a lot throughout the course of doing this project. What would you tell, and obviously learning about these things, you know, there's not really like a finish line. There isn't really like where, okay, I understand it all now. It's something that is a process and it's a journey, and you continue to learn as you go. What would you say to maybe other cisgender people who are just thinking about this stuff for the first time, maybe because of the project, and are just starting on their own journey of learning about a lot of these things? What would you say to those people?
Yeah, so it's scary if you're put into a situation where you have to ask someone what their gender is. Who knows if that's going to be a question that you could offend them just by asking that question. But what I've learned by interviewing these people, and if you watch the interviews, you'll see consecutively over and over again, they always answer that is like the greatest question you could possibly ask them. And it shows a whole level of respect that you can have for someone that you're just meeting that people who are cisgendered really can't understand. So what I have learned is that every single person has a story as to what brought them there. Every single person describes their gender differently. And probably the first place that you can start to respecting people who you might wonder what pronouns they use is to simply ask that question.
Which is kind of the whole idea of this project. The tagline of the project is Pronouns Matter. And I think through the course of talking to people today, I mean, I think that was definitely evident that pronouns do matter. And is there anything else that you're involved with? Any other causes, maybe any other art projects that you're involved with that you'd like people to know about?
I have my two lines of work, my BD Portraits, which is commercial portraiture here in Minneapolis. Check out that website at bdportraits.com. I also then have Brent Dundor, which is ultimately the producer of the They Them project, in addition to the Why I Ride project. I also have a project called Broadway Legacy, which I do in New York, usually at least once a year. And that consists of photographing some big names from Broadway, some Tony Award winners, amazing, beautiful people. And I have other projects that exist on that website as well, fine art projects. Just take a look at my website, brentdundore.com, BrentDundore.com.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Brent, and thanks for inviting me here to be a part of this project.
Thank you very much for giving even more of a voice to this project.
The TC Pride Podcast is a production of Podletter Media and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes, on Android, or on YouTube at tcpridepodcast.org.